Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles will show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, you just swap them out for more new to you styles. Since having kids, I have kind of lost my personal style, and I'm using Armoire to help me find it again while trying out different brands and styles without having to add more physical stuff to my wardrobe. And I have a few events that are coming up that I know I am going to want some fancier items to wear than the items that I own. And I don't really want to go shopping for items that are going to sit in my closet without being worn after that one day. I hate the waste that that creates, and I love that Armoire allows you to rent high quality designer clothing for any occasion and then send it back. I'm just really grateful that I have Armoire to help me dress for the occasion without having to add something to my closet permanently that I know I'm only going to be wearing once. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/minimalish. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/minimalish to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. You're listening to Minimalish, a podcast where we talk about simplifying our stuff, our lives, our motherhood, all in a realistic way so that we can make room for what matters. We're not here for perfectly tidy homes or seeing how much we can possibly declutter. We're here for living with less. Realistically, it's going to look different for all of us, but we're not really focused on how our version of minimalism looks anyways. We're focused on how it feels. I'm your host, Desiree. I'm a mom to two and on my own journey of living with a little less clutter so I can have more space for an intentional life. I'm no expert, and I like to think of this as a corner of the internet where we're learning and growing together. So let's walk towards a more simple and intentional life. Here's this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. Today, we are continuing our series on getting intentional at home. And we are in the last 2 weeks of our series, so I actually wanted to bring you a solo episode today, sharing specific routines or just things that I do personally that help me get intentional at home. As we've gone through this series, I hope that you have kind of felt the variety that this topic can bring, because getting intentional at home, it's about how we take care of our homes. And it's also about how we spend time within our homes and how we love those within our homes, how we use our homes. There's a lot there. And it's really easy for me to share all the ways that I struggle with this. It's always easy for me to share my struggles. And I did that in the Declutter With Me episode that was part of this series a couple of weeks back. Today, I wanted to kind of challenge myself to share with you the things that really do help me stay intentional in the midst of these struggle areas. Basically, I wanted to share the wins, the ways that I am able to get intentional at home, the things that I'm doing well at in the midst of the mess that daily life comes with. Because I do have routines that help me so much with being intentional about the way that I manage my home, though it's far from perfect. And I do have other routines that help me just stay intentional as a person with the way that I spend my days at home or take care of myself and my family. And I figured I'd share those with you today for a couple of reasons. One, maybe as I share my own routines and as I talk about these routines, it will strike up some inspiration for you in a routine that you are struggling with. But I mostly hope that as you listen today, it is an invitation for you to think about the ways that you are already intentional within your home, within your life. Basically, I want this to be an invitation for you to celebrate the ways that you're already doing a great job, the wins in your everyday life. Before we dive in, we are focusing on one goal during this series. And if you've been following along since the beginning of the series, then you chose one goal to spend some time focusing on over these last several weeks. So I wanted to bring that to the front of your mind, as I have done in each episode of this series. How's that goal going for you? Reminder that it is never too late to start if there hasn't been much progress yet. If there has been a lot of progress, then yay, congrats to you for doing what you kind of set your mind on doing. But it is okay if you haven't started. You know, life happens. Now would be a great time to start. You can start while you're listening to this episode, or maybe make a plan to start right after the episode so that you can start sometime soon. My goal was laundry, and I am working hard on making a routine that works for us. I won't go into detail right now of all the things I've already done or what my vision is for this laundry routine, because it is still a work in progress, and that's not what today's episode is about anyways. But if I discover my holy grail laundry routine, I will absolutely share it. All right, let's get to this episode. First, I am going to share these personal routines in just a minute, but I want to kind of note that while I am going to share these routines that help me stay intentional at home, there are times, there are seasons when these routines do fall away. There are seasons when I feel much less than intentional. And when I'm in a season like that, there are some things that I kind of look at within my day, bring myself back to help me get back to a more intentional place. And so I'm about to share, like I said, these routines. I have six routines, or just like things that keep me intentional. They're very specific to me, but I'm going to share these more general things that I kind of ground myself into getting back into, basically, or I kind of look at, reevaluate within my day if I'm feeling a lack of intention to my days. If I'm feeling like I'm not very intentional within my home right now, whether it's the way I manage my home or the way I'm spending my time or whatever it may be. So if you're feeling like that, if you're feeling like it's a struggle right now for you, here are some things to maybe check in on. These are the things that I typically check in on when I'm feeling like that. So the first one is, how are you starting your day? Does it feel chaotic? Or maybe it feels like, okay, it's not perfect, but it's working for this season at least. But if you're feeling chaotic within your entire day, maybe your mornings are starting chaotic, because that is typically true for me. If my days are feeling out of sorts, then I can typically stem that back to my mornings, because for me, a morning routine is really important to having my most intentional days. Could you fit in some way to center yourself on your priorities in the morning? Do some sort of like gratitude practice to start your day, or if your faith is important to you, some way that you're either like praying or whatever it might be. Something to remind you of what matters before you start your day. What is it that would make you feel your best in your mornings or to start your day? Now, when I mention morning routines, I know it can be kind of like a sore spot for some people, because some people's kids wake up really early, or some people have to stay up really late for work, or whatever it might be. Like, a morning routine, quote unquote, is not necessarily what we're looking at here. It doesn't have to be some kind of perfect, calm, peaceful, without your kids morning routine. That's not realistic for everyone. I realize that. But if we can just tweak the way that we're starting our day, if it feels chaotic, maybe it's just like the way you're getting your kids ready for school is not working. Maybe that is what needs tweaked. So just looking at, how are we starting our days? That is the first place I typically look when I'm feeling less than intentional in my days. Okay, number two, the way I'm taking care of my health. So you might want to look at this if you are feeling kind of off, or you're feeling like it's a struggle to get intentional at home, because at least for me, if I'm neglecting my health, I cannot really take best care of my home. I cannot be the best for the people in my home. And I know it takes time. It takes energy to take care of my health. It's something that is really worth squeezing into my day somewhere. I have to be paying attention to the way that I'm taking care of my body, my sleep, if that's possible. I know, you know, some of us have newborns or whatever it might be, kids who don't sleep through the night. I get that. But if it's possible to work on sleep, then it is an important one. Am I drinking enough water? I am not always good at this, but if I do focus on it, it really helps. Am I moving my body? I have to. It's funny because it's not something that was always a part of my life, but now that I know how much better I feel when I'm like walking, taking my walks or getting my workout in, I know that this is something that if I'm neglecting, I'm not my best self. Am I nourishing my body? It does not have to be perfect. It's just like, am I eating enough food and am I paying attention to what I'm eating and just like trying to be mindful of that? Those are all things that if they are off, I am probably cranky. I am not feeling my best. And so therefore I'm struggling to be intentional. Gratitude is the third one to look at. Is there a way that you are practicing gratitude within your day? Because I did mention this for number one, because typically I try to practice gratitude in the mornings, but it can be at any part of the day. It's just, I know that for me, I'm going to take care of the things that I am grateful for. When it comes to our homes, for example, if I'm looking at my home and I'm just feeling frustrated with it or a lack of gratitude for whatever reason, I am going to maybe feel resentful and I'm going to feel frustrated that I have to spend so much time doing laundry or cleaning my house, whatever. But if I'm feeling gratitude for my home, then my perspective is going to be a little bit different. And that counts for like every area of life. So sometimes we just need a reminder of how grateful we are for things in the midst of our busy days. A gratitude practice of some sort can take like 5 minutes or less, and it can really shift your perspective. Okay, number four, and the last one I'm going to mention in this little section of the episode, is looking at like daily tasks or just simple daily routines that keep things afloat in your house. And these can range from like, I don't know, daily routines to take care of yourself or just the daily routines that are home management type things. Like whatever those might be for you that are your daily things that keep things afloat, or even just like weekly things, whatever regular routines are important to you. If I'm falling behind on those, I need to work on reestablishing them, or I need to work on reestablishing or just establishing a new routine that is going to help an area where I feel scattered. So, for example, our schedule just got a little bit, I don't want to say busier because it's not necessarily busier, but it's just different as a family right now, just because we have multiple like after school activities happening at once. Typically, we just have one per season, but right now we have soccer and dance happening. So actually that happens in the fall and then again in the spring. Either way, it's really not that much. It's not a big deal, but just that little tweak in our schedule made me realize that I really need to add like a weekly planning routine to the mix so that I know who's taking our oldest to her sport, who is going to be home with our youngest, like what's our plan, when's my husband going to be home each day. Just things like this help us coordinate things because I have podcast interviews I have to schedule. So that's just an example of a routine that I did not have established, but I realized like maybe that will help us be a little bit more intentional at home. All right. So those are the things I come back to when I'm feeling less than intentional, kind of the things I reevaluate in my days or look at to see, you know, how am I doing in those areas? What needs to change? what will maybe make me feel a little less scattered, a little more intentional. Now, I am going to share the specific routines that personally help me stay intentional at home. And again, these are not all home management routines. A lot of these actually have to do more with like the deeper side of this, the taking care of myself, because like I said, those really are, if I'm not doing those things, I don't have the capacity to take care of my home. So here are kind of my most important routines that help me be my most intentional self. Number one is waking up before my kids, even if it's only like 10 minutes before them, just not waking up to the alarm clock of my kids, and then doing some type of morning journaling, prayer, and devotionals. This changes a lot. My morning routine is not some kind of like set strict thing. And I will admit that I have not been super consistent with this since I've had my second child, which has been 2 years now. And I haven't really put a whole lot of pressure on myself to get back to this routine perfectly because sleep has been hit or miss for a long time. However, as things become more consistent, as she gets older, I am trying to get back to doing this daily because it really makes all the difference. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, I am not perfect at these routines. Like, I'm never this strict, perfect, do all the routines type of person. But I know that this routine makes me my most intentional self. So I try to do it as much as possible. On the other hand, I also know that sleep is very important. So I basically, from day to day, I have to kind of choose what is going to be best for me. And I say all of this because when I started talking about morning routines a long time ago, when my first child slept great and slept pretty late into the mornings, I had a lot of people say, hey, what about I have a newborn, and what about I have a 2-year-old and she still doesn't sleep through the night, or my kids wake up at the crack of dawn. I get it. And I think that I didn't get it as much then, but I get it more now that it's just, it can be hard. So I think choosing to start my morning in a way that I'm reminding myself what matters is the most important part of this. So doing the morning journaling, or at least doing a quick prayer and devotional, if my kids are already awake, I can still do those things. But waking up before my kids is my ideal version of this routine because I just feel like so much more ready for the day if I have a minute to think and drink some coffee before my kids wake up and start requesting things. So this is a routine that really helps me be more intentional at home. And it's a routine that, although it changes and ebbs and flows through these seasons with little kids, it is something that I will always come back to. The second routine that really helps me be my most intentional at home self is my daily walks in my neighborhood. And now this is very specific to daily walks in my neighborhood because this is a routine that I started over the winter, is just to walk more. And the goal was really like my step count and health focused at first. And it still is, like I still am very doing this for my health, but I realized how important it is to my mental health and to my gratitude level to get outside and walk within my neighborhood. I just love walking in my neighborhood because, I don't know, I try to just pay attention to what's around me and walk with like a sense of gratitude. I love my street in the spring. I love all the trees and all the flowers in bloom and the way that the light hits at different parts of the day. And I do go for walks at different parts of the day. It's not necessarily always a certain time, although typically is in the late morning. But either way, I notice, like I try to make a point to slow down and notice these things, like the way the light hits and the way, you know, the people that I pass while I'm walking. And I'm always passing the same people or different people if I go at a different time of day. And it's funny because I used to love walking with a podcast in my ears or music or just something to make the time go faster. And I sometimes still do that, especially if I'm walking by myself or just with my dog. But if I'm pushing the stroller with Juna in it, which I typically am, I make it a point to not put the podcast on. And the main reason is because she continuously talks to me, so I just don't even get to listen anyways. But now I love it because I realize that it slows me down. It helped, not literally slows me down because I try to walk fast because I try to walk far and she loses patience. But it slows me down mentally to just stop and notice things more. You know, she notices the birds chirping. She notices and asks for me to pick dandelions and she points at rocks. And it's just those little things. This routine helps me just, I don't know, calm myself. And it really does help me get grateful for where I live, which is huge for helping me be intentional at home. Because we talked about in that first episode how much contentment is a part of this. Because feeling contentment for where we live and for our specific home can help us be more intentional and with the way that we use our homes, with the way that we spend our time within our homes, and the way that we take care of our homes. We may have realized that we have some failed New Year's resolutions already, and there is no shame in that because sometimes we just set the bar too high. I have an easier resolution that we can all make. It will make your life easier, be kinder to our planet, and transform the way that you do laundry this year. And that is switching to EarthBreeze. Laundry is not very fun for many of us, and buying a huge, heavy plastic jug and measuring out just the right amount of detergent while getting that gooey detergent all over the place is pretty frustrating. Thankfully, EarthBreeze has fixed this problem for us, and EcoSheets are here to change the game. Unlike liquid, powder, or capsule detergent, EarthBreeze looks like a dryer sheet, but it's ultra-concentrated laundry detergent. It comes in this very compact packaging, almost like a little cardboard envelope. EarthBreeze fights everyday stains and odors, giving you an amazing clean every time, and it is dermatologist tested. It's hypoallergenic, free of bleach and dyes. So perfect for every load I have. And definitely my youngest daughter's clothes. She has pretty bad eczema, and EarthBreeze unscented eco sheets have been my choice for her. The best part is you'll never run out of detergent again thanks to EarthBreeze's flexible subscription. You'll save a whopping 40% when you subscribe. The shipping is always free. And you can be sure that you are supporting a company that is doing good in the world. First of all, EarthBreeze has made plastic jugs a thing of the past when it comes to laundry detergent, and they've donated over 100 million loads of laundry and counting to those in need. So right now, my listeners can get started with EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/minimalish. That's earthbreeze.com/minimalish for 40% off your subscription. All right, let's get back to today's episode.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So the third routine that helps me, as I was thinking of these, I felt like maybe this is silly to say this one, but it's something that I just am really focusing on lately, because if I don't do it, it makes a huge negative difference. So it is supplements. I take a few, they're kind of like, I guess, vitamins, supplements. I don't know what you want to call them, but I take like a handful of supplements each day that really help me and my mental health, which helps me be a more intentional version of myself. I will put a list of the supplements in the show notes, because I just don't actually have them in front of me while I'm recording to list them off. But I have a few that I've been taking for months and months and months now. I do not have a partnership with any of these supplements, although I have luckily gotten to work with them in the past as sponsors. I'm not like a paid partner with them now. I just continuously take these supplements. And so I say that just so you know, even though I'm not going to just say that I like a company when I don't. I would never do that. But I'm saying that just to let you know that like I truly take and love these supplements, and I'm not getting paid to say that. So I've been taking them for months. They help me with my mental health, and they help me feel my best when I'm taking them consistently. So it has to be part of my daily routine. And yes, even though it sounds silly, or it doesn't sound like something that I typically say, oh, this is a part of being intentional at home. Well, for me, it is, because I need to take these to feel my best. Okay, so the next two that I'm going to share are home management routines. And the first one is meal planning. Meal planning has been like, I've had a love-hate relationship with it for a long time, but it really helps me be my most intentional self. Because if I get around to dinner time and I still don't know what I'm making, or even if I'm looking from like day to day and thinking, what am I making today? And I, even if I think about it in the morning and I try to have a plan by the evening, it's just stressful. It's always on my mind. It is something that is taking up valuable brain space and time that I could be spending elsewhere if I would just spend a little bit more time at the beginning of the week to make a plan. So recently I wrote down in Notion, which is just an app I use, but you could do this anywhere. I just wrote down like 8 meals that I know that we like, and I populate at least 4 to 5 of them into the week at the beginning of the week. And then I plan my groceries based on that. So this really helps. It's simple, and it's something that I have like fought myself on so many times. I just, why can't I figure out how to meal plan, or why am I in such a meal planning slump? And I will get into a meal planning slump again. I do not believe I'm immune to this now that I have a new routine around it, because I just get sick of those same 8 meals, and then I feel like I have to start from square one and come up with a new list of meals, and it takes me a while to do that. So I'm not perfect at this, but it makes all the difference. One thing that really helps me within this meal planning is knowing that if I can plan really simple meals on the nights where we are out of the house for dance or soccer, that changes the game. So basically just like planning ahead, knowing what the week holds so that I can plan my meals around that. So I'll just give you an example. On dance nights right now, we are typically doing chicken salads with rotisserie chicken from Sam's Club. So the rotisserie chicken is already cooked. I order it that day so that it's fresh, and I make a good chicken salad with it. My kids don't eat the salad, but they eat chicken and carrots or cucumbers and fruit. And I know my kids will eat it, so they won't be hungry when we get to dance, and my husband and I like it, so it's fine. It's simple. It doesn't involve really any cooking, and it gets us fed and out the door. On soccer nights, we do nachos right now. It's on Tuesday, so Taco Tuesday, it works. Gemma loves nachos, something that she'll eat, and it works for us. So just kind of that tip of planning simple things around the nights when you know you're going to be busy, but also when I have a template where I know at least a couple days a week I'm going to be having a certain thing, it takes a lot of the decisions and work out of this task. And feeding people is a big part of being intentional at home. All right, the next one I'm going to share is something that I have been sharing about for a long time. It is something that probably about 6 years ago really changed the game for me, and that is a kitchen tidy at night. Every night, my husband and I take turns doing the task of tidying up the kitchen. Whoever's doing bedtime that night typically does bedtime while the other one is tidying up the kitchen. And it really is not about perfection. It's about getting the dishes done, putting leftovers away, and just generally getting things off the counters back to where they belong. Those are the three things we focus on. Again, this does not produce like some type of immaculately clean kitchen, but it brings us a fresh slate, fresh start, clean slate. There we go. Clean slate for the morning. It makes such a difference because we spend so much of our time and energy in the kitchen as a family. And I think if there's one routine that really has changed the game for us, this is that routine. Okay, the last one is making time for my hobbies, okay? This seems like something that is unrelated to getting intentional at home because it has nothing to do with home management. But my husband and I actually both really prioritize this because I think as parents, we can easily let this go. And if we let go of the things that make us who we are, if we let go of the things that are important to us and that bring us joy personally, I think it's really hard to be intentional at home, at least for me, if I'm just neglecting the things that personally bring me joy. So it's not like I'm choosing every hobby that I've ever loved and spending hours on them each week. No, I'm keeping it simple. I really focus on two major hobbies that I spend time on throughout the week, and that is reading and lifting weights. I read really in the margins of my day, mostly in the evening, or if I'm getting to a really good part of the book, then more often, obviously. But I don't know. There's just something about reading that calms me. It has always been a hobby of mine, probably since I was a child, definitely since middle school. And it just feels like a part of me. And if I don't make time for that part of me, then I feel like something's missing. My other hobby of lifting weights falls into that category of how am I taking care of myself? It is a way that I take care of myself, but it also is like 45 minutes to an hour to myself. Sometimes my oldest visits me while I'm lifting, but for the most part, it is my time. And I do it four times a week. My husband gets his time to work out however he wants to. We really prioritize this for each other because it makes us both feel so much better and be more available, more energized to take care of others. It's simply the idea of filling up our cups so we are able to spill over and take care of those around us. And that's why for me, spending time on these two specific hobbies, but just the hobbies that make me feel like me, the hobbies that make me feel my best, that's a big part of being intentional at home for me. As I share these routines that help me be intentional at home, I hope that you see that there's a lot there. There's a lot of things that I feel like, you know, I'm doing right. I'm focusing on things that matter to me so that I am my most intentional at home. But I hope you also see that there are a lot of things missing. For example, a laundry routine is not on there. A weekly cleaning routine is definitely not on there. There are things that I certainly do not have down. Things that I don't have altogether because nobody has it all together. And nobody has every single routine down. And I want that to be such a clear thing that we take away from this series of getting intentional at home. And that's why we're only focusing on one goal that we're working towards, because getting intentional at home has nothing to do with having it all together or having every home management routine down, because I think there are very few people that just manage their home absolutely perfectly. It's more so about choosing what matters most to your intentional home, what matters most to your intentional life, and focusing in on those things and making sure those things happen. We cannot do it all. But I hope you'll spend time today thinking about what you do have together, what you are doing well on. Celebrate those wins, even if they're small. I think it helps us work towards better in the areas where we want to improve, like the goal that you've set for yourself for this series, when we celebrate where we are already winning. Because then we acknowledge that we are capable. You are capable of being intentional at home. There are so many ways that you're already doing it. That's all I have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, would you share it with a friend, as I say every week? If you just copy the link and text it to a friend, it's one great way to share it with them, or you can share it on Instagram or social media somewhere. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for spreading the word about Minimalish. And thank you so much for being here and listening in. I will talk to you right back here again on the next episode.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.